Well, we are here with NFL draft expert Tony Pauline, Disney enthusiast, former Olympic long jump hopeful. And Tony, let's talk about day two of the East-West Shrine Game here in St. Petersburg. Five players who impressed you. We'll start with the East team. Tackle from Kentucky, Darian Miller, an interesting body type, athletic. He's had a good day.
You know, a lot of people think he's going to be an offensive guard at the next level, but he hasn't disproven that he can't handle the left tackle duties here. I mean, he's got terrific footwork. He plays with solid fundamentals. Really stood up. His bigger teammate is Za'Darius Smith on a couple of occasions today. So I think that Darian Miller's really helped his draft stock, and people are starting to think, hey, maybe he can stay at the left tackle position in the NFL.
This is considered a pretty deep group of running backs for the draft class. Two players from LSU here at the Shrine Game, both pretty good. Kenny Hilliard is the bigger of the two. You think he had a very good day?
Outstanding day. I mean, an overall day. He wasn't just pounding it on the inside. He was running with great instincts and vision. He was patient. You've got to remember, he's only played with these offensive linemen for 2 days. He was waiting for the lanes to develop, show the burst to him, and he was very good catching the ball out of the backfield. So I think overall, it was a terrific day for Hilliard.
Pass protection as well. We saw that in a couple of drills, too. One of my favorite players, and again, what do I know? Nothing like you, Tony, but one of the guys who's jumped out to me, Xavier Williams, the defensive tackle from Northern Iowa, very strong.
You know, everybody talks about David Johnson, the running back from Northern Iowa, but I think Xavier Williams has really established himself as a legitimate prospect here. He's got a great build, a thick lower body for the defensive lineman, showed some great power, ran over a number of blockers today in drills, did well in the scrimmage. I think he's really put his name on the map as a potential late-round pick and a good developmental prospect.
Tell me about Kansas linebacker Ben Heaney.
Yeah, very athletic. I talked with Heaney. He's been used on the strong side here at the Shrine Game. He never played that. He was basically an inside middle linebacker at Kansas, which is a terrible program, but his athleticism was what stands out. The ability to change direction and chase the action with speed to every angle. I think Heaney's really helped himself.
Finally, a wide receiver, a late addition to the week, Deron Brown from Northern Illinois.
And a guy who really wasn't even scouted coming into the year, was not on any of the sheets. Brown was terrific today. He ran crisp routes, separated from opponents, caught everything that was thrown to him, made a number of acrobatic receptions that we saw laying out and extending to grab the ball out of the air, and the quarterback play here leaves a lot to be desired, and he's really done a good job. Want to see what he runs in the 40. Don't know if he gets a combine invite, but even at his pro day, if he runs a good 40, Brown is the guy who's come here, established himself as a legitimate prospect, could move into the late rounds, maybe even earlier with the weakness at the receiver class this year.
Now, again, just to reset for Eagles fans who might be tuning in for the first time, when we talk about these players, we're talking mid to late rounds, right?
Yeah, there's maybe one or two third-round players here at the Shrine Game. Most of these guys are at best fourth-rounders, but likely fifth, sixth, seventh-rounders. Late-round guys, guys that are maybe your slot receivers, your fourth receiver, maybe a starting guard down the road, a depth player. Not too many starters, not too many top 100 picks here at all.
Eagles have taken guys from the Shrine Game each of the last two drafts. Bo Allen last year, Earl Wolf the year before. They have 8 picks in this year's draft, all of their own, including 2 in the fourth round. And that'll do it for the Shrine Game wrap-up Tuesday here in St. Petersburg. Back with more throughout the week here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.